Hello and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Friday, December 23rd. My name is Wayne Splon, and it's my privilege to join you in reading God's Word together. Today we'll be reading John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Today's devotion is titled Light in the Darkness. I love the beautiful leaves, cooler temperatures, an advent of football season that accompany the arrival of fall each year. The only reason I do not like fall is I know the season will be marked by shorter days and longer nights. In the dead of winter, it feels like I drive to work in the dark and the sun has gone down before I exit my office to make the commute home. From time to time, I get a little down when surrounded by darkness, and I long for warmer, longer days that begin to return in the spring. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18 is one of the most beautiful and profound passages in all of Scripture. John describes Jesus as the glory of God that came into a dark world to bear witness to the grace and truth of God. No matter how dark things were, the darkness simply could not overcome the light of God's love on display in Jesus Christ. Just 2 days ago was the shortest day of the year in Alabama. Even though we can hardly discern the lengthening of days that has begun, the truth remains that the darkest days are behind us, and the light of spring is on the way. More importantly, the light of the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ has dawned in our world, and the light of Christ will not be overcome. No matter how dark things may get in our world, we can be certain that one day, Jesus will return to finally and fully dispel the darkness of sin and establish the kingdom of God here on earth, even as it is in heaven. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, we thank you for the beauty of your word. We thank you from this passage of John that reminds us that the light of Christ will not be overcome by the darkness in this world. We pray that you would help us to be faithful as your people, that we would be a city set on a hill, that people would see the light of Christ in our lives, and that no matter how much darkness they face, that we would be faithful to point them to the light and the salvation that's available to all people through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we offer this prayer in his holy name. Amen.